We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Forget snakes on a plane. Let's get rid of jerks on a plane. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And North Texas flight attendants are pushing a new bill that could land unruly passengers on a no-fly list.
The Bipartisan Protection from Abusive Passengers Act will ban anyone punished for assaulting, intimidating, or threatening flight crew members or airport security personnel from flying. It was introduced by, among others, Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick.
Anytime we're trying to get less of some sort of activity, there's got to be strong deterrent, strong punishments that follow and make sure that those people can never come anywhere near any airport in this country ever again.
Several flight attendants shared their harrowing stories during a news conference on Capitol Hill today. Pete Enriquez, a flight attendant with Fort Worth-based American Airlines, says he was assaulted on an international flight earlier this year and his assailant only got a fine and community service.
It is disappointing to me that a passenger who was arrested for physically assaulting and spitting in a flight attendant's face can continue to fly on commercial airplanes here in the United States.
The bill would also permanently ban abusive passengers from participating in the TSA PreCheck or Global Entry programs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, as travel rebounds after the pandemic, TSA is urging people to plan ahead before they show up at security. They say they're finding more prohibited items than ever at checkpoints. TSA Patty Mancha says you better plan ahead.
A lot of people have questions because they're not sure. You know, the number one food question we get is about tamales. Can I bring tamales? Yes, you can. They're a solid. If you're traveling internationally, you should check the ingredients because some countries don't allow certain ingredients to be introduced, like pork.
She says you can check the TSA website if you have any questions or use the Ask TSA option to get an answer within an hour. Manja says they're also finding more guns at checkpoints than never before. North Texans are marking the 50th anniversary of American troops leaving Vietnam.
The cemetery hosted a ceremony to mark Vietnam Veterans Day, with veterans coming together in the middle of this facility where 81,000 people are buried.
I have family here. My brother-in-law is right up there.
Those who served in Vietnam say they're glad to see people's attitude toward all veterans changing.
Coming through San Francisco was not a good time, but now we get thanked, we get respect.
More than 3,400 Texans died in Vietnam, and the cemetery's assistant director, Sean Baumgartner, says services like these can give those who survived a place to come together.
We're never going to fill that void of loss, you know, but we can make it easier by honoring them.
500,000 Texans served in Vietnam. At DFW National Cemetery, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A construction worker has been killed while working the 820 project in northeast Fort Worth. Police say shortly before 5 this morning, the worker became entangled in construction equipment and was unable to break free. The worker was pronounced dead at the scene. Officer Buddy Calzada says the investigation is in the early stages.
The actual equipment that the individual became entangled in, that's probably going to be not utilized at the moment. But as far as we understand, the construction will continue to go on.
Calzada says the preliminary investigation indicates that this was a tragic accident. A grand jury in McKinney has indicted a man for capital murder and the death of his 9-year-old son.
39-year-old Panazicam Submaranian couldn't face the death penalty in the fatal stabbing of his son in January. Police were called to the home in McKinney January 6th after a neighbor reported a major disturbance next door. A woman had found her son stabbed, bleeding, unconscious, and unresponsive in their garage. Her husband then locked her out of the house. By the time police got there, they say Submaranian was still in the house, but he had stabbed himself in the stomach and cut his neck. He survived. Submaranian is being held without bond. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It all starts up for the Rangers tomorrow as they open the season at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. First baseman Nathaniel Lowe says the infield is coming together and believes the same group of guys being out there will be key to the season.
Consistency is all we ask for, really, and having consistent players next to me is a big piece for confidence, you know, big piece for the guys getting together as a unit and working as a team, because, you know, team offense wins games, I think. And it'll be good for morale.
Game starts up at 3:05 with newly acquired ace Jacob DeGrom on the mound. And the NFL meetings are over in Phoenix as the league discussed several matters pertaining to rules and overall schedule. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked about the team's off-season moves, which have been highly regarded by many covering the league.
We've got ourselves in real good shape to get some picks that we can play immediately. And that's the goal. And that's, I think, where we are. I feel good that we could take any position there with any pick.
The owners voted to allow teams to play a maximum of 2 Thursday night games. The previous was 1. They also are going to allow players to wear the number 0 for the first time since the 70s. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.